The Chasam Sofer is a tshuva in Eben Ezer, where he, in the context of the tshuva, he writes the following line. He says, "Tov kishiyezeh b'yimei Elul." It's good that this thing should happen in the days of Elul haba leinu latova. B'shah shehadyotim yureyim lenafshim yoser. Because during Elul, the simple people are more careful about the neshamos than usual. So, I am a hedget. Elul has come. It's time to be more careful to look at our neshamos, to see where we're holding, and to see what we can do as we prepare for the Yom HaDin. Now, if we were to imagine what will be in the future, what our lives will look like when we finish our time on this earth, perhaps many of us may feel that we may not have accomplished exactly what we thought we were supposed to do in this world, and perhaps we didn't reach our potential far, far away from what we could have attained in Ruchnius. And perhaps some of us feel right now that, a year has gone by, we stood by Slichos again last year, and maybe it's the same, the davening is the same, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same distance as it was before, and maybe, nothing has changed in the last year or so. So let's discuss for a moment how we got distracted on what we said we were going to do last Slichos, and what we said we were going to do last Rosh Hashanah, and perhaps we can get back on track from what we thought we were going to be after last Yom Kippur. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in the beginning of Perek Gimel is a well-known Rambam. You may not have learned the Rambam inside, but you probably know this Rambam. So let's learn this Rambam together, and we're going to ask a question. The Rambam says, "Kol echad v'ach mibnei ha'adam yishol zuchuyos avanos." Every single one of us, we have merits and we have faults. Mi shezuchuyos av yiseros alavanos tzadik. If you have more merits than faults, you are a tzaddik. But if you have more faults than merits, you are a rasha. But then, the Rambam says, mechza lemechza beinoni. But if you're 50-50, which we all believe, perhaps at this point we are 50-50, then you are in the middle. V'chein ha-medina, and also for an entire country, if a country has more merits than faults, then the country is merited to be judged for good. And the thing goes to the whole world. At all times, we need to see if we are 50-50, plus one, minus one on our scale. We've heard of this Rambam before. Did I say anything new? We're familiar? Good. But the Rambam says, contrary to your initial thought right now, the Rambam goes on to clarify that the scale that you're imagining in your mind right now is not how the scale actually works. Let's look at how the Rambam describes the scale. That scale that carries what you've done right and what you've done wrong this year is not a numerical scale of simply counting a series of ones. One davening, one lashon hara, one shir, one thing you weren't supposed to eat or something you weren't supposed to see. You have mitzvahs that you did that are worth more than other averus, that are worth a lot more points than you think they're worth. And you also perhaps did averos that were worth more than just one point, but rather worth the same weight of many zechuyos. And he brings a pasuk. But the only being who knows how everything adds up at the end of the day is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Only Hashem knows how many points go for each mitzvah aveir that you did. And only Hashem can calculate that. Well, if that's the case, we're all left with a bit of a problem. Because even if you think you know how you did this year, the answer is you don't. Because only Hashem knows the point value in the Shemayim for exactly what you did. And therefore, even if you think that you're sitting at 50-50, maybe you're not. And even if you think that you're a Rasha, maybe you're not. Even if you're a Tzaddik, maybe you're not. Because you don't know the scale of the points. You don't know how the system works. So we have to ask a few questions on the Rambam. What does it mean the person is Mechza L'Mechza, 50-50? How is it even possible to be perfectly 50-50? Is that true, really? We have however many people in this room, and we all consider ourselves Beinoni? You really think it's statistically possible that every single one of us is 50-50 on the mark? It seems to be, you know, a bit of a statistical anomaly that every single person is 50-50 on the mark. And if a person is 50-50, why is the answer of the Rambam to do tshuva? If I was writing Hichos Tshuva, what would I have said? We're all Beinonim, so what's the best thing to do to become a tzaddik? Just do one mitzvah, right? Slichos is called for the night. We should all go out, help old ladies cross streets, you know, give tzedakah. We've all pushed to 51%, and we're good to go. So why is the answer for 50-50 to do tshuva? That seems to be an utter waste of time. We should really just go and do more mitzvos, according to the Rambam's calculation. And why go through the difficulty of tshuva at the end of the day? So you'll say the Rambam is saying that it's not a numbers game. It's about quality, right? It's not about quantity. If so, then if it's all about quality, not quantity, how am I supposed to measure mechz lemetz, 50-50 of quality and not quantity? So at the end of the day, we're just left with nothing. The Rambam is difficult to process. We don't know what we're supposed to do. And we're sitting here by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur without a plan of where we're holding. And that is a bit upsetting. How are we supposed to understand the Rambam? So there is a Vart that is said in the name of Huttner. I'm pretty sure it's not in the Pachet Yitzchak, but I've heard it said in different places, in different venues. So I want to say a Vart based on Rav Huttner to explain this Rambam. How do we understand this here? A person can be full of Averos, apparently, but be considered Rov Mitzos. You can be full of Zechus and be considered Rov Averos. So let's tell a story just for the next few minutes. This is not an inspirational story. I apologize. There are other places to find that right now. But it's really a halachic story with a message. There was once a Jew from Antwerp who came to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and asked him if he lives in Chutz Laaretz, but he visits Eretz Yisrael for all the Yom Tovim, he's allowed to keep one day and not 2 days. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman told him that if you only come for Sukkot and Pesach, then you can't keep one day. You have to come for Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos, because you got to be there for all three for my heter to work. But if you only come for Pesach and Sukkot, that doesn't show anything. You got to be there for Shavuos as well. And in that case, it would work. So he said, I come for all those three things. So therefore, he got a heter from Shlomo Zalman to come and keep one day in Eretz Yisrael. So when he went back to Antwerp, he told his friend about the kula that he got from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So his friend said, I want one too. I also want such a heter. I want to keep one day. So he said, next time in Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to go to Shlomo Zalman. So he went to Shlomo Zalman's house, but Shlomo Zalman wasn't feeling well. And the family said, you got to come back another time. Sorry. He can't answer your questions right now. So what is he going to do? He's on the clock. He can't wait for Shlomo Zalman. So he said, I'm going to go to Rav Yashuv. And Rav Yashuv, I'll give a psak from him about what to do for one day versus 2 days. So he went to Rav Yashuv, and Rav Yashuv asked the man from Chutz Laaretz, where is your office? Is it in Antwerp or is it in Eretz Yisrael? So the guy said, my office is in Antwerp, but I have another office in Ramat Gan, and therefore I'm really in two places. So Rav Yashuv said, where do you keep your safe? The guy dealt with diamonds. Where do you keep your safe with the diamonds? Where do you keep it? So the guy said, well, honestly, I got a safe in Antwerp, and I have a safe in Ramat Gan. So one in each place. So I'm 50-50 in both places. So Rav Yashuv pushed a little bit further. But where's the bigger safe? Like, where's the safe with, like, you know, the really good diamonds? Where's the safe with the best stuff? So the guy said, the safe's in Antwerp. It's not in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Yashuv said, well, if that's the case, I think you'll be keeping 2 days of Yantif when you visit Eretz Yisrael, because the bigger safe is in Antwerp. That's where your main thing is. So Rav Huttner said that there could be a person who doesn't do any Averos, but the reason he doesn't do any Averos is because he's afraid of Gehenim, or he's afraid of a punishment, he's afraid of society, and that's why he doesn't sin. But if he had the chance, and no one was looking, and he wasn't afraid of Gehenim, and he wasn't afraid of society, he'd go to the beach on Shabbos, and he'd look at things he wasn't supposed to look at, and he'd say things he wasn't supposed to say. Because his heart is really where? It's at the beach. But then you have another Jew, who perhaps he's eating in a questionable restaurant, and he's looking at things he shouldn't say, looking at things he shouldn't look at, and he's broken, and he's bothered by his behavior. And he thinks that really, this is not who I am, and my heart is in the Beis Medrash, my heart is at Ashir, my heart is in the correct places, doing the right things. But right now, wherever I am, I'm not there, but my heart is there. and I'm working to get there, to be in a base medrash, to be at a shir, to be in a shul, to be with my family. And his heart is in the right place. So such a person, says Rav Huttner, is Rov Zechuyos, because that's where he keeps his safe. That's where his safe is. His safe is not in Antwerp. His safe is in Eretz Yisrael. He keeps the safe. He keeps his heart in the place that's most important to him, even though he can't be there at this moment in time. And that is the idea. The idea is, where do you keep your heart? Where do you keep what is most important to you, what you want to be, and what you want to accomplish? And this is the meaning, is v'shakol ze'enu lefi minyan ha'zuchuyos v'avonos ela lefi godlam. The measurement of mechzel mechzel 50-50 of zuchuyos and avonos is about where you keep your heart. It's about the quality of the mitzvah and the quality of the avera. So what does it mean that a person is mechzel mechza? How can it even possibly be 50-50? And if a person is 50-50, why is the advice of the Rambam to do tshuva and not just to do one more mitzvah and to end the whole thing right now? So Rav Huttner says, or we could say b'shem Rav Huttner, that the pshat is that when the Rambam says a person is mechzel mechza, it doesn't mean he's 50-50. It means he's on the fence. When a person is mechzel mechza, he's on the fence about where he is. He's a Beinoni. He's not sure. Is his heart at the beach or is his heart in the Beis Medrash? That's the suffix over here. And he hasn't established himself of where he wants to be in life. And the amount of mitzvos, the amount of averos only tell us one thing. Maybe like where he's headed in a certain direction of where he's headed in life. And if a person has rov avonos, perhaps he's headed in the wrong direction on the wrong path. And it's only tshuva that can correct the path. Because, let's be honest, if you're headed in the wrong direction and you're driving to the wrong location, driving faster or driving further is not going to correct it. More of what you're doing, more power, more energy is not going to correct where your car is headed. What's going to correct it is turning the car around, of changing the direction, placing and putting in a new address into the GPS, into Google, into Waze of where you want to go. Change the direction of where your heart is supposed to be, and to put your heart in the right place of what you want to accomplish and what you want to be at the end of these slichos, at the end of these Yom Norayim, at the end of the year. And doing more mitzos or more averos is not going to impact 50-50, because 50-50 is not about an accumulative amount. The 50-50 is about, I don't know where I should be. Where's my heart? Where am I really deep down inside? If I think about it by myself, for a few moments, or for an hour, where is my heart really, as we begin Slichos? Where am I really putting it? Is my heart at the beach, or is my heart someplace else? Is the safe in Antwerp, or is the safe in Eretz Yisrael? And to put your heart in that location, and that will make a difference. So where do you keep your safe? Where do you keep your heart? That's what we're saying, Hashem, my heart is in the Beis HaMikdash. It's in the right place. It's a declaration of before the Yemei HaDin, where our heart is. Our neshama, our ratzon, are meant to be with Hashem. So starting now, through Yom Kippur, take a pen and take a paper and write down, where is your heart? Where do you keep your safe? What is exactly that you've imagined for yourself to be at the end of the process that we're about to start right now? And where would you like it to be? And how do you think you're going to get there? Perhaps Chesed doesn't speak to you, so find a way to plant your heart in the Beis Medrash of Chesed. Davening isn't something you want to improve in, so learn about the power of Tefillah and put your heart, keep your safe where Tefillah is, and that Tefillah is an important thing. Talmud Torah seems out of reach, so find something that excites you, because the Rambam is teaching us that it's not a numbers game. It's not about 50-50, and it's not about 51 versus 49. It's about where is the heart? Where is this case where we want to put our heart in the case of Suffolk? And where do you want to do with those numbers? And how you want to use those statistics at the end of the day? Okay? Let's begin.